Excellencies, Mr. Director General, distinguished delegates and friends, I'm pleased to address the 41st session of the FAO conference. I'd like to offer my congratulations to Dr. Chu Dong-Yu on your election to the position of Director General and acknowledge the two other candidates for enabling a robust democratic process. I'd also like to take the opportunity to thank the outgoing Director General, Dr. Grazio Da Silva, for his leadership over the last 8 years. Your reform initiatives around decentralisation and strengthening of regional and country office networks have brought the organisation closer to its members. In this context, New Zealand encourages the FAO to further strengthen its links with regional organisations to promote knowledge sharing and collaboration. The FAO's strength lies in its people, and we look to the new leadership to further enhance the FAO's reputation as the global centre of excellence for food and agriculture. We also look for it to foster an organisational culture based on the values of collaboration, non-discrimination and mutual respect. Mr. Chairman, New Zealand welcomes the focus of this year's conference on the theme of migration, agriculture and rural development. In recent years, the world has seen unprecedented movements of people across borders, driven by a range of social, political and economic factors. For many countries, including New Zealand, this migration has helped drive economic growth and stimulate productivity and innovation. Since the arrival of our tangata whenua, our original inhabitants of our land, migration has played a central role in New Zealand's social and economic development. Demand for agricultural labour was a key early driver of migration, and this continues to be the case today. In recent years, steady economic growth and strong demand for labour in agriculture and other growth sectors has resulted in record levels of net migration from virtually every continent. We expect this to continue for the foreseeable future. The FAO's work to help revitalise rural areas and promote productive employment represents an important contribution to efforts to address rural poverty and give people hope for a future within rural communities. The agricultural sector is also a vital piece of the puzzle in our efforts to respond to climate change. The changing global climate will hit many rural communities hard, and many will look to the FAO for assistance in adapting. There is also much to be done to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from our agricultural sector. We need to help our farmers produce safer and more nutritious food in greater quantities and with less environmental impact. We already have a number of tools to help us achieve this through sustainable resource management and innovation. We now need to help countries take up these tools while continuing to develop new and more effective ones. New Zealand values its contribution with the FAO in this area, particularly through the FAO's partnership with the Global Research Alliance on Agricultural Greenhouse Gases. The significance of climate change for Pacific Island countries is already well known. Future sea level rise has the potential to erase some of our Pacific neighbours from the map within our lifetimes, causing widespread migration from and within the region unless we act decisively now. Pacific Island countries already face major changes in terms of geographical dispersion, the scale of their agricultural sectors, and distance from markets. They will continue to require strong support from bilateral and multilateral partners, including FAO, tailored to their size and unique circumstances. The FAO continues to have a central role to play in its core mission of improving food security, as recently reaffirmed in the UN's ambitious sustainable development goals, the so-called 2030 Agenda. Ending hunger is obviously the central goal of our efforts to achieve food security, but there is more to it than that. Food security also means improving the nutritional quality of the food people eat. This is the major priority for the Pacific region, where the FAO estimates that obesity and non-communicable diseases account for more than 75% of adult deaths. New Zealand supports the work of the FAO in addressing this within the framework of the UN Decade of Action on Nutrition and Action Plan for Food Security and Nutrition in Small Island Developing States. Reducing food loss and wastage in food systems and value chains is another important means of enhancing food security. Again, the FAO has an important role to play through its technical assistance programs and normative work. For most countries, national food production has its limits. As such, international trade is also an essential part of most food security strategies. This means reducing trade barriers and promoting sound agricultural and trade policies that facilitate trade and efficient resource utilisation. The FAO plays a central role in this through its support for the Codex Alimentarius Commission, which establishes international food standards to protect health and facilitate trade. New Zealand also values the work of the International Plant Protection Convention in developing international plant health standards. Like others here today, New Zealand wishes to underline the vital importance of adequately resourcing these bodies to meet growing demands from members. Finally, Mr. Chairman, I reiterate New Zealand's sincere thanks to the outgoing Director General for his committed service over the last 8 years. New Zealand looks forward to working with the new Director General in building on your success and advancing the organisation's work programme. Thank you very much. Kia ora.